Okay, we're back. It's January 14th, year 2022, and this broadcast has been pre-recorded for January 14th, year 2022. So welcome, everyone, today. And in the studio, welcome to Clarity Radio, is who?
Ashley.
Oh.
Back again.
Oh, you just can't stay away.
I cannot, no.
Okay, now, where's your other half?
She's working hard, doing some schoolwork. She actually got an A+ on one of her courses.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You see that? You see how the father's looking after both of you?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's it. Because you listen. Both of you listen. You know,
yep.
You know, when I say something, discern something, you're not going, well, you know what, I don't know if I should listen to Brian, blah, 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 blah. You're not like that.
No.
You listen and God rewards you. That's fantastic. Now, there's something interesting that we have to do, okay?
Okay.
And here's the Kleenex.
Yeah, I'm going to need okay. some Kleenexes. Okay.
So here is the situation. So your mom was telling me every time you come here and you have a healing or something, you don't go home.
No.
Okay? And I need to explain to you why.
Okay.
And it's very, very deep why you're not going home.
Okay.
Well, the dark side is using you as a conduit, a vessel to harm your family. So you've got on you a major dark astral body. This one is nasty, okay? And we're going to get rid of it. You're already
yeah,
in tears.
I'm upset, yeah.
Okay, because it wants you to destroy your family. And if you do not destroy your family, what does it want you to do? Talk to me.
Kill myself.
That's right, okay? And so people just don't understand that this is possible. But you've got that on you.
Yeah.
And I've already helped a few people already with this healing, okay? But if we don't get rid of it, you're going to basically send something maybe to your sister, and she has a car crash, okay? Have you been thinking about stuff like that?
Well, yeah, actually, yes, I have. I have.
Right answer.
And, yeah, I just never want to go home.
Yeah.
Not that I don't love my family, and like I miss them, but yeah. I don't want to be around them.
Yeah. That's because this entity is telling you not to go home,
yeah.
not to be around your family.
And then when I am around them, I feel uncomfortable and I want to leave.
That's because the entity wants you to feel that way, wants you to hurt your family, okay? Now, there's something else that's also going on because you've got a two-tier situation going on, okay? And I call this an extra person. Let me see. I mean, I'm looking at you right now. Hi, extra person. So you've got an extra person, you know, an extra soul, you know, you've got something on you. And here's the situation, because you're in a double whammy. You've got this astral body that really doesn't want you to do well in school.
Yeah. Okay?
Doesn't want you to do well in life, wants you to destroy your family by throwing these entities. And what you're up against is the society, the medical community. People would say that you're crazy if you think you've got entities coming through you to hurt your family. And they will tell you it's not true. And you know what the truth is. You know what the truth is.
Yeah.
Particularly when we do a healing, you know how you feel afterwards. Okay. And so, but we're going to get rid of it, and it was only very recently we're able to get rid of it because of the shift from the dark to the light. Only because of that, because the dark no longer is in charge, but they're still busy doing a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah.
They're unpredictable to one who's not gifted, but very predictable when I discern them, because I just go, Father, what do you need to tell me about this dark person? I get the information that I need at that time. But this person that we're talking about, your mother was supposed to have another child.
Okay.
And you're going to feel what I'm saying is true. And your mother did not have that child.
Yeah.
Okay. That child, that person is on you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the reason why it's on you is because you made an oath to come in every incarnation together. And now what it's saying to you, this is your double whammy. If you don't kill yourself, I'm going to make life difficult for you. Because it wants you to kill yourself so both of you can be together. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. There's a block. Hang on.
I mean, I can feel it, but I'm...
You know, you're like...
I don't want to feel it. I have like a... I can't even speak right now. That's what I feel like.
Okay, hang on for 1 second. Hang on. But this person doesn't have good intentions for you. Even though it wants to be with you. And you know how we go deeper?
Yeah.
And we go deeper?
Yes.
And so we need to go deeper to find out, like...
Why would I want to come back with this person?
Exactly. And why would this person want you to commit suicide?
Yeah.
Right? And then the astral body that wants you to commit suicide if you are not the conduit for the dark side.
Right.
This is where your double whammy is, okay? Hang on. Well, this one is extremely jealous of you. Extremely jealous. And you know what I want to do? Because we all hung out together going back to the time of Christ. And I want to go back to the time of Christ. And I want to see if you were with this person at that time. And I will get a better understanding. Okay? Hang on. Okay, so we're going on another level. So at the time of Christ, you followed Christ. You went with Christ.
Yeah.
And you left her behind and she killed herself. Okay?
Okay.
But I need to understand why she killed herself because you're not responsible.
Right. Okay?
So I think that on some level, you're thinking that you're responsible. And because you think you're responsible, you need to kill yourself based on accepting the eye for eye.
Right.
Okay. So let me just go deeper. So it's really weird. See, we don't understand what happens on the other side in the spirit realm. And I know that whatever happens in the spirit realm, they know what's going on. They know. They even know that we're doing this radio broadcast right now. They know. Okay. And so it's almost like it was a trap. This person was a trap in your life. Committed suicide, you accepted eye for eye. Trapped you to come back to commit suicide. So when we take a look at the commandments, which you're not supposed to accept those commandments right. because that's the latch pin.
Yes.
Okay, so going back to the time of Christ, Christ was teaching love thy neighbor as thyself. Right. He was telling everybody don't accept the commandments. Then you had Simon Peter that was doing the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think what happened is you got messed up with Simon Peter on some level after Christ died. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to go to break right now and we're going to find out basically what happened and we're going to have to do a healing. So before January 14th, the healing's going to be done, okay? So by the time people do listen to this broadcast, it's already done, even though it's not January 14th for us in the studio right now.
Right. Okay?
And that's there to protect you, okay? That's why we do it this way. And so, okay, let's go to break, and you're listening to, of course you know, Clear Your Radio, and it could be January 14th, year 2022, and we'll be right back.
Because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. You're gonna think of me and how I used to be me, and talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. them talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me.
How I used to be. Well, geez, I used to be something, and not anymore. We're just moving ahead. All these blessings we're getting from God, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how we used to be, it's
long gone.
You know, we don't want to go there. And so now we were talking about going back to the time of Christ.
Yeah.
And I know you got a question for me, but before you ask the question, going back to the time of Christ, see, this is what people don't understand about the Bible, about the times, what happened. Why was Simon Peter with Christ? Because Christ had the keys to the matrix, okay?
Right.
Which meant that he could make changes, okay?
Yes.
Just like how the Father has me doing something similar, okay? Mm-hmm. And Simon Peter wanted to have the keys, and he got the keys. And then he made changes and where he really messed everything up to the point where he said, you have to agree with the Ten Commandments, the latchpin. Because back then, the true Christ followers were being killed because they accepted love thy neighbor as thyself, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and with the other teachings of Christ. And much of the written stuff that was recorded was basically hidden. It was not made available to mankind. And so this person is really dark that's on you. It's a chameleon.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it changes, okay? And so it's got to come off you. So the astral body has to come off.
Right.
And when we take the astral body off you, wherever it came from, whoever gave it to you, that person will not have another incarnation, okay?
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
that's the way it goes.
And the other one has to come off you. So we're going to get it off you. And then you're not going to be afraid to go back home, okay? And that's what's going on. And then you don't have to worry about taking your life, okay? What's your question?
Well, it was kind of two parts. One was, why is the time of Christ the deep, deep that we're going to? Why is that important? And the other one was, we said that this person, she, I don't know why I'm getting she.
Yeah, you're right.
Is jealous of me.
Yes, because Christ loved you. True love. She was not.
But he would have loved her too.
No, he did, but not in the true sense. There are some people who do not have the ability to receive love.
Oh.
You understand? Not everyone can receive love.
Right.
Because they're blocked.
Okay.
Or they have some entity on them that blocks them that says, you're not allowed to receive love. If you do receive love, I'm going to punish you.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
But Christ loved you and many others because you were open.
Yeah.
And if I go deeper, okay, hang on. So you had the Christ spirit back then. which basically allows you to connect to God through Christ, because the Christ spirit came from Christ.
Okay.
From his star.
Okay? Right.
But this person did not have it.
Oh.
And that's another reason why she was not able to receive love. Okay? And she would have been jealous because you would have been happy. Ones that do not have the Christ spirit, it's hard for them to be happy.
Yeah.
They appear to be happy, but I call this fake happiness. So they go through their whole incarnation being happy on a fake level.
Right.
But you were genuine, even today, in this incarnation. You're happy, but you've got something on you that says, no, no, you're not allowed to be happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so you fight that happiness. Hang on. Wow. I don't understand how this works, but here's the deal. You commit suicide, you're dead, and this person on you takes over another body, and they're able to come into another body. But you need to die first. It's about balance, and of course, something else needs to take place with somebody else. But this is what I'm being told. And so the question is, what oath did you make to this person? The critical analysis is, what did you agree with this person? Because this person simply cannot come on you just because they're jealous.
Yeah.
What did you do to invite it? I'm going to answer that question. Hang on. It's again, it goes back to our last broadcast. You agreed to die for her. You know, every incarnation, you agree to die. Now, this is going prior to Christ time. Okay?
Oh.
Now we're going prior to Christ. Hang on for 1 second. So you were the mother of this individual. Okay? And again, something happened where you said, okay, I'm going to die for you.
Right.
Okay, so you made that mistake. We can't think in linear time. It doesn't make sense. But you can have, let's say, a human experience today.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many universes. There's 144. And there's so many different mansions Christ was talking about. And so you can die and go into another universe. And when you go into another universe, you go on a planet Earth or another planet, you know.
Right.
But it could be going back to the time of Christ. You can go back to the time of Christ. And in some cases, we do end up going back to the time of Christ and relive that experience. And what we do is we change. We basically change. So you may have to go back to the time prior to Christ and where you made the promise to die for this person. And now you don't know why you're where you are. And now you do things differently. You say, okay, I'm not going to die for you.
Yeah.
So you go through that life, then you go into another incarnation, then you come to the time of Christ, and you do things differently.
Right.
Okay? And then you start moving along with different incarnations, and you've corrected your mistake. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm being told it's a possibility.
Right.
Privately, I need to understand why. So at the end of the day, we're going to get rid of these two entities, okay? Because if you don't get rid of these, I mean, they're going to force you to take your life.
Yeah.
In the last week, how many times did you think that maybe I should die?
Oh,
Like
100.
Yeah, right?
That's a lot. Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's coming home to you, right? Yeah, okay? Because that's what they want you to do. They want you to take your life. That's what they want you to do. And you're not going to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah, you've got important work to do, right?
Yes.
And they don't want you to do that work. Okay? Unfortunately, what we have around us are entities, people that do not want us to do well, because we're here to help the world. We're here to change the world, to make this place a better place. And they want this place to be worse. I mean, these people, and I'm not talking to anyone in particular. In general, I'm talking, there is a software program that's being squashed, and most of it's squashed. I mean, it's been stopped. They desperately want World War III. They want to shut down the economies. They want to control the minds of the politicians. And we are being severely aggressive, helping the politicians so they don't get sucked in. So when they get a thought, it's their own thought. It's not the thought of the dark going into the minds of the politicians. But we are working extremely, extremely hard to help all of our politicians. These politicians, you know, they're good people. I mean, I've hung around a lot of them. I've had dinner in Ottawa with them. I know they're good people. But they can have a walk-in person And just like this walking person is giving you thoughts to kill yourself 100 times, this walking person can walk into a politician and say, put everything locked down, crash the banks, crash the real estate, crash everything. Don't make it easy for anyone. Again, we are working severe. When I say severe, we are severe with how we're handling these walking entities. And so we're being successful. So I want you to know that you've got a future, okay? And particularly after we get the healing done, you're going to come back and you're going to say, I don't have these thoughts anymore. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's where we got to go. Okay. Hey, before we go, is there anything else you want to say?
I don't know why, but I'm just really tired.
Yeah. It's because these entities make you tired.
Yeah. Like, I feel exhausted with dealing with this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Hey, so do I. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I really have to deal. And, you know, I've got one person pulling on my right arm, my left arm, my toe, my big toe, my left leg. You know, I'm just getting pulled. They're pulling my head in every direction. And a lot of people don't understand what I've been up against. They don't understand. And we all have our own issues. But believe you me, no one's had the issues I've had in the last 10 months, complex issues with my health.
Yeah.
Usually someone would have one problem, but when you have 5 major issues, and it's being resolved. Like, I mean, I thank God it's being resolved. By the time this is aired, my health issues have been resolved. So happy belated Christmas.
Yes.
And happy belated New Year's.
Happy
New Year's. Okay. So, folks, we're going to go to segment 2, and we're going to have somebody else we're going to be talking to, and we're going to be talking to Robin. Robin is coming on as a guest with her son. So thank you very much, and go to segment 2. Thank you.